B-Pod Studios.
Are you starting to get ready to get pumped up for tonight?
Or no.
You're still, you can't let Saturday even dwindle a little bit yet?
No.
You're not there. What's it going to take? It's going to take a win tonight. That's all it's going to do. And a much better performance and a much better strategic game plan tonight that exploits the Nets, the Brooklyn Nets.
Jason, that was, as a Sixer man, that was, that performance ranked up there with game five against the Nets in 1984.
Wow. Well, they got knocked out after winning the championship.
Doc and Moses.
Moe.
That was one of the worst playoff games that this franchise has ever played.
Wow, you're comparing that to an elimination game after winning a title.
It was an embarrassment, yeah. Is what it was.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, inexcusable. What would they have on the floor? I got to tell you, I always rooted for him because he was a good man, nice guy. But this is it. We talked about this being the trial. We talked about, you know, being where he at, where Brett is for the future. You can't come out with that kind of game.
Yeah, it's the referendum.
You can't. There's no excuse for it. Yeah. Zero.
Yeah. You're watching the game on delay, too. You're just freaking out.
Oh, dude. I watched basically from the middle of the third quarter on.
Okay.
And then I went back and watched it.
Yeah. Well, you wish you didn't.
No, and it took me.
Like when you just see it, just so ugly.
And it took, because I was like, what? What? Because I saw the 20. I go look. Look, I was looking at the play by play.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I got to see this 20-1 run.
Oh.
20-1 run.
The coach did nothing.
You can't get outscored by the Nets like that.
No. Why does he do nothing in those situations? We saw it last year.
How do you not get a bucket? How do you not get a bucket?
It's amazing.
I don't understand it. I really don't understand it. A coach in the NBA, you got that kind of talent, and you get outscored that kind of run? Somebody out there has got to be some high school coach, some AAU coach. Yeah, I got to talk X and O here because I don't understand it. How does that happen?
And the worst part is that's not the first time it's happened.
Oh, no, that was a repeated problem this season and last year.
Not with this team. Not with the five you have.
Yeah, they always gave up big leads, though, but not to a team like the Nets.
But not really this team. Like this five.
Okay, yeah. They were 8-2 together prior to the playoffs.
I will be the first to give him the alibi of this, that he's got an incomplete team. You know, Boban can't play in this league. He's just a defensive liability. TJ's defensive liability. And he can't shoot.
Mike Scott.
Yeah, I mean, Mike Scott's playing entirely too big a role.
Yeah, 32 minutes.
So, Jonathan Simmons, can't see the floor. He's wretched.
You got to play Zaire more?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Jonathan Simmons is horrid. He was a minus 16 in 11 minutes.
Yeah, that's hard to do.
He stinks. I understand why Brett played him there. He's a veteran. He's just awful.
And now you got a staple gun him to the bench.
And you can't play.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's a record. Minus 16 in 11 minutes.
It's bad,
man. Maybe Elias Spurrow on that one.
So, yeah. You know, there's some things there that it's not the perfect situation because of the bench. All that said, look who you're playing. Look who you're playing.
Yeah, not playing the Showtime Lakers.
This isn't the, you know, the Raptors or the Bucks or the Celtics.
Yeah, even Indiana. Great. Without Oladipo.
Outrageous.
Darius in Jersey's on the Fanatic. What's up, Darius?
Yo, what's up, man? How you doing?
Terrible.
Look, man, I'm a Thunder fan, but, you know, I'm from Jersey, so I like the Sixers. I had y'all going to the Eastern Conference for sure, and I would always say it's because of Joel. But it has to be, it has to be Ben Simmons. It's Brett Brown. I don't understand how he doesn't play. Ben Simmons doesn't play like Giannis. They're both 6'10", 6'11", 240. They don't respect Giannis's jump shot. He's not getting 28-13-6 because they respect his jumper. They have to have the same playing style. Go down low, fast break. I watched Ben Simmons yesterday when y'all were coming back. It was about 5 minutes left. down eight. He grabs the ball.
I know. He turns the ball over. Yep. Yeah.
Under the rim, like you're 6'10".
And he gave the ball to Butler. He tried to force it to Jimmy.
You think that's happening with Giannis? Giannis will come on, dude.
Exactly.
I don't understand. He needs to, in the offseason,
yes,
call Giannis up. It's as simple as that. They need to work or something because. How do you play Tobias? How does Tobias play 41 minutes?
Take seven shots.
Seven shots.
It's outrageous, dude.
4 points.
But even more than that, Darius, he just looked invisible.
Nah, he talked about the ghost.
Yeah, he wasn't even an option.
Tobias.
That's the most empty 41 minutes I've seen in a long time.
It's the same thing as last year. It's not going to change, honestly, in my opinion.
Yeah, see that's incumbent upon the coach, Darius. The general manager went out and got two huge pieces for him this season. In November, he went out and got Jimmy Butler and gave up Dario and gave up Covington. Then he goes out at the deadline and gets Tobias. And the coach hasn't figured out how to integrate. And I don't care that they didn't have the full complement all the time. It's not that difficult to figure that out strategically, especially when you know Ben will not shoot. Not going to do it.
I don't get it.
If you think he's going to, then you're a fool.
I don't get it. 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 I don't get any of it. I don't get any of it.
Let's see if Nasir Mount Airy gets it. Nasir, do you get it?
Hey, good morning. Not at all. But listen, right? I'm going to try to make it quick. I think it's a good way to take advantage of this, people trying to take advantage of following Ben Simmons, right? It is pretty much like a hacker shack, hacker Ben. If they want to hack him, he has to go in there and get fouled. If they forget the foul line, he can miss as many as he wants. But you can't hack Ben, Joel, and Butler consistently throughout the whole entire game. You're going to get in foul trouble.
Right,
and when
right.
You get the five fouls, J.J. Redick can drive to the hoop. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Nasir. Think about this for a second. They got Jared Allen on the bench early, right? They had them in the penalty with nine minutes to go in a quarter. What did they do after that? They took jump shots. Now, why isn't Brett Brown going, get the ball to the rim? Why is his team settled for because that's his stank-ass system. That's why.
Analytics.
Right, exactly. And with our starting five, you should have a notebook full of plays that you can run for all five of those starters, man.
Yes!
Especially in the half court.
This year, thank you. What? I don't understand it. It's making me insane.
Yeah, we need a new coach, man. Plain and simple.
But how could he be that? How could he be that inept? Explain that to me. Like, this is a guy that had front row seat for championships.
Dedicated his life to the game.
You can't explain that. It's a phenomenon. It's sort of like Joel Embiid. Only started playing basketball when he was like 15, 16. And look how good he is.
Yeah.
Like, you can't explain that. I'm sorry.
I don't understand. I really, really, really don't get it. And, you know, I'm a nobody, right? I'm just a basketball fan. All right, some dude on the radio. I mean, stuff that we see. How in the world? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm a novice basketball strategist. I don't know the strategy like you do or the experts. But when it's obvious to me, you got to go, come on. Like, what is going on here? And you're watching it and you're going, if they're just going to sag off him, and you're playing 4-on-5, you're playing a man down. And then Tobias is like, Neptune.
It's like a PK.
Yeah. Trying to score a shorthanded goal. Seriously. And then Tobias, his head's on Neptune. I don't know what he's doing out there. It is insane. Unbelievable. Phil's won 2 out of 3 this weekend.
Can I ask you a question? Why is Sir Anthony come? Why did he pitch Sir Anthony in that 10-1, 10-0? It was 10-0, and he brought him in the 8th inning.
Want to get him some work.
Why? You know why, Andrew?
No, I have no idea why. No,
doesn't make sense.
Like, if you want to help his confidence.
You're burning an arm.
If you want to help his confidence, you know, there's plenty of April games in the 6th and 7th inning that aren't 10-0.
And you know what's another problem? You had to use them again yesterday, right? Because you go 14 innings.
Precisely.
Those three games against the Marlins were 3 of 17 straight. So you're not going to have off days to give Sir Anthony Dominguez a day off. You're going to have to give him a day off when you have a game.
Make him unavailable for a day.
You're down 10-8, 10-0.
Well, I'll tell you, when they lose, they know how to lose big.
Yeah, well.
Well, they really do, don't they?
That's good. I'll tell you, that clutch, man.
McClutch.
Yeah.
It's McClutching.
And it's Gore.
Yeah, Clutch had a good weekend.
He did.
He had a real good weekend.
Clutch had a great weekend.
Yeah, my father-in-law's text me. Yeah, he might be your best player.
Shh. He
was a Pirate fan, so. The Cutch was all that in a bag of chips when he was with the Pirates, winning an MVP.
By the way,
I like McCutcheon a lot. Yeah.
Jason Stark was on this morning. He says Segura is on pace for like 230 hits.
Hey, the homer. This weekend.
Some ridiculous number. It's awesome.
He's
Hi, Matt.
His eye at the plate is fantastic.
Hello.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, at least we got the Phillies going. Win another series.
All right. We've got Mets in town.
Yeah. Syndergaard tonight.
Ooh.
Yeah, you know, it's April. We got Sixers worries.
Yeah, the playoffs, front burner, both front burners. And that's in like a crock pot on the island right now. One of those mini crock pots.
Yeah, just Phils are fine.
Yeah, you have to check in if you sign the playoffs.
No, I love the Phils.
Yeah.
You know, I checked in all weekend.
I'm just hoping it's not the Phils that are going to be our saving grace soon.
Yeah, no.
That
no,
can't
no.
happen.
They can't be out by the draft. That would be horrible.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll blow my gasket.
610-632-0975. Midday Show, Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez, right here, 97.5 The Fanatic. Hey, it's Window Nation's annual spring cleaning sales event. If you haven't started your spring cleaning, now's a great time. And you may notice that when you're cleaning the windowsills and all that, you know, and wiping all that gunk away, yeah, that your windows might be having issues. How about cracks? They're hard to open. Unusual moisture. Or maybe you're just window shopping. Well, if so, call Window Nation today and schedule a free in-home estimate. Window Nation will save you 50% off all of their styles of windows. You'll get upfront pricing and no hidden terms. That's 50% off every single style of window. Plus, for the next 2 weeks, you can save even more with 0% interest for 5 full years on your entire purchase. That's 0% interest until 2024. So get a jump on your spring cleanup and call Window Nation, where every window is installed by a factory-trained professional and guaranteed to be done right the first time. And every window is backed by a company with an A-plus Better Business Bureau ranking and over 10,000 positive online reviews. Now, there are many reasons Window Nation has installed over 475,000 windows in more than 80,000 homes. But hurry, these off-season savings are not going to last long. 50% off and 0% financing for 5 years. So call 866-90-NATION or visit their website, windownation.com, and tell them Jason sent you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Earlier today with Gargano and Martinez.
That game was a disgrace on many, many, many levels.
I agree.
And it begins with the hands of Brett. His team had no life. His team was listless.
Correct.
His team continued to play dumb. He continued to run the same nonsense and the same ridiculous dribble handoffs to J.J. Redick to continue. He didn't switch up at all.
I think there's a systemic issue here. And I think it's the fact that Brett Brown's only coddle him and nurture him. This whole environment, which was necessary during the 10-win seasons in the process. But that time is over.
That show recap was brought to you by Dietz and Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Guy. With your chance to win great prizes just for eating delicious hoagies from the area's best Real Philly Delis, visit realphillydeli.com. Now, here are Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez.
We'll do it live!
Kiss my ass.
All right, welcome back.
You didn't even give a good morning this morning. Not even like a good morning.
No, because there was nothing good about it. I'm in a rotten mood. I'm angry. I'm still seething. I've been seething since Saturday.
It's festering in you.
It's because it doesn't make sense to me. I could, you lose the game, you lose the game. You know, again, I've seen bad losses and been doing this for a long time. But this one makes no sense to me. None. I don't understand it.
Let me see if I can help you. Andrew's put up a Twitter poll. Let me see if this helps your mood. The poll of the day brought to you by Roofing Nation. Get a brand new roof for as low as $7,900 plus free gutters. Call Roofing Nation at 833-4NATION or visit roofingnation.com. Tonight, the Sixers will... .. Three options. Win and cover the -8. Win but won't cover. Or lose to the Nets. 41% of the people that have responded say they will win but won't cover. 35% of the people said they will win and cover the -8. And 24% are predicting an L for the Sixers in game two. Therefore, going down 2-0 in the series, losing both games on their home court. 24%, so 76% believe they will win. It's a pretty confident lot, just depending on how much they win by based on the line. I voted that they will win and cover the -8. I think the Nets came in here to do one thing, to split. They got their win, and the Sixers pound them tonight. I'll give you the stat line on Ben Simmons tonight. Ready for this? 19 points, 12 assists, 10 rebounds, trip dub, 2 turnovers for Ben. Mark that. Mark that on the tape. All right?
I don't see it.
Well, you don't see it based on because what you saw Saturday.
No, I don't see it.
I'm having a vision. And that's
goes,
it. It
goes well beyond Saturday. I don't see it. First of all, I don't see him getting 12 assists.
No?
No. Just the way the offense is set up, he's not getting 12 assists.
Especially if Butler's bringing the ball up in the half-court set.
Well, and Butler's not going to bring the ball up. Ben's going to bring the ball up.
Well,
Jimmy
didn't have an assist. You know that. He had 0 dimes on Saturday.
I'll take the 36 points, though.
Because Jimmy's smart. He did once he got it, not to give it up.
Listen, I'm not saying it in a negative way. I'm just saying it when it comes to the numbers. Yeah, I hope you're right, and I hope you're right, and that they win. I don't care about the line. I don't care about blowouts. They need to win. I hope you're right. That's all I'm going to say. I expect them to play better, but I got real question. That one shook me.
It shook you right to the foundation.
It shook me because...
You're questioning life.
Listen, I never confused Brett Brown for Pat Riley, all right? But I thought he was better than Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi Goldberg?
Didn't she coach a
basketball? She coached the Knicks.
Yeah.
Yes. What was that movie called?
Who cares? I can't believe you just threw out Whoopi Goldberg.
Why? Who'd you rather have right now?
I'd rather have her as Oda Mae Brown in the movie Ghost, because at least she could talk to people from the dead. Sam Wheat!
The movie was called Eddie.
All right.
As disturbing as...
I mean, I wasn't confusing him with Pat Riley, but, I mean, come on, man.
Jonathan Simmons, we talked about the -16 in 11 minutes. How about J.J. Redick? 23 minutes, 5 points, -21 while he was on the floor. And he's on the floor with starters.
Yeah,
he's got to be better.
Okay. He got foul trouble.
Yeah.
And he's defensive liability. You know, he just can't guard these guards. Yeah. You know that, right?
It's a bad matchup for him, personally.
He just can't guard it. But that's not the excuse. It's not about their defense. As much as it drives you nuts, it's about how they attack. It's about their offense. They're running a complete... the system just wrong. And they play dumb. If you have a team in foul trouble, if you have a team in the penalty, why do you shoot bad jump shots? Why?
It's what Brett wants to do. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Mike out in San Diego on the Fanatic. How you doing, Michael?
Hey, guys. Great show. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we got your mic.
Okay, great. Yeah, so as one of the jury members, I just want to let you know what I saw there. Prosecution laid out a pretty strong case, guys. You know, there's a lot
came into this trial with a heavy hand, man.
And there's some precedent set here because I got to tell you, I didn't see any difference between last year's playoffs and this year's playoffs. Not from the point guard and not from the coach. And I don't get it.
Zero growth.
You know, I keep saying that. Or I keep repeating myself. I don't understand it, Mike, because I don't.
I don't get it. This is what you do for a living. I could get a better jump shot taking a couple shots a day. How does he not shoot? It drives me crazy.
The thing that drives you crazy, Mike, is this.
Why is that our primary set? It doesn't work.
Mike, the thing that drives you crazy is, guys are in the gym all the time, and they're shooting. They're not, like, driving the basket when they're just hanging out at the gym, and just they're shooting, right? You don't go with two of your buddies or two of your teammates and sit there and drive the lane.
Right.
You sit around, you play horse, you shoot.
So that brings me to the defense's case, which, of course, is Ben Simmons. So that's my big concern. Now, he's young. I get it. I'm not ready to throw him away for life. But, I don't understand. His dad's an NBA, a professional basketball player, and the kid doesn't have a jump shot. I don't get it. And then as a fan on Saturday...
Beyond just the fact that he can't shoot, Mike, right? All right. Like, we know that. And we knew it. And wasn't good. We knew that from the regular season of playoffs, he wasn't going to suddenly become a shooter. Right? Yep. But here's the thing. How do you combat that?
How come
he's not posting up when they got a weak front court? Tell me that.
Yeah, why does every other team seem to have a way to get their matchups against us, but we can't do it against them?
It can only be one guy.
I know. And look, I love him. I want him to be my dad or my uncle almost. The way the guy is, so charismatic and nice. And,
yes, I agree.
But dude.
Uncle Brett.
Is he one of those coaches that just said, this is my plan, this is what we're doing? He can't adjust? I don't get it, guys.
I mean, quite frankly, he's just not a good coach. I mean, like, you know, let's be real here. He's not a good coach. He's never been a good X and O coach. He's not. He's not a good X and O coach. He's never been a strategy. He's always had bad strategy. I mean, we talk about last year. Last year was the first year that he had a chance. Hey, look, he won the Miami series and it's good. But he was pantsed by Brad Stevens against Boston. All right. You know? Okay. That's part of it. Grown pains is what it is. You this year, and I know you got no bench and no teams, but your system, your fundamental way you play is wrong. It doesn't match your team. You have to look at your team and know what you got. You understand your team.
He's oblivious.
Somebody told me about analytics. I think I've brought this up before to you.
Yep.
That you should know the analytics off the top of your head. And not even knowing the numbers because you know your team so well. Does that look like a guy who knows his team?
No.
Would they run?
Well, situational awareness.
Dribble handoff. Bad shots early in the shot clock. Bad jumpers. Too many threes. For a team that can't shoot threes.
Doesn't adjust his situational awareness. 20-1 run against the Knicks.
I hate that I have to say this. I do. But it's frustrating because you can't lose. You can't. You got to come in with a plan. Can't lose to Brooklyn. Not to this team. At home in a game one? How are you supposed to go win it? How are you supposed to go throw a rugged East with that kind of effort?
Glenn at East Oak Lane's on the Fanatic. What's up, Glenn?
What's up? Muscles and bourbon. Muscles and bourbon.
What's up, muscles and bourbon?
I'll take the bourbon right now. You can have the muscles.
I know you will now. Listen, guys, last time I was on, you cut me off for Timmy McManus or somebody, so I hope you give me enough time. I would just want to bring up a few points. First, Ben. Anthony, I know you said that coach got to get him in the post. Ben has no touch around the rim. I know he's bigger than everybody. I saw a game last week against Timothy Luwau. I don't know if you guys remember this. Ben had him in the post for 5 seconds and could not move him. And he called the turnover, and Timothy got up in his chair.
All you got to do is flush the flipping ball. That's all you got to do.
He's not doing it.
But the point is, he's got to do it. If you got to be able to drive. Look, I saw him do it against Jason Tatum, all right, against Boston, where he ran, attacked the rim, got fouled.
I know. So is that the coach's fault or is that Ben's fault?
It's the coach. You got to tell him what to do. You got to know what to do.
Anthony, you can't. You don't think that everyone in that gym, when they're practicing, is telling Ben, "We need you to score." When Jimmy Buckets came,
it's
the
not
team,
just about scoring. It's about how you do it. So, but here's the thing: you got to set him up in the low block. Because here's the deal: if you set him up in the low block, he could pass out of a double team.
And he did that. What I'm trying to
say is, we're talking about.
He was in the low block and was not. When they came out in the third quarter,
dude, he set up 12 feet from the basket. Okay. 12 feet from the basket.
Anthony, just watch the replay.
Stop. I've done it. I do every play.
Record.
Every play.
Okay.
Stop.
All right,
I can't take it.
Okay. All right. Let's move on.
It was driving me nuts.
Real quick, Glenn, right. closing comment.
Let's move on. JJ with the dribble handoff. Only reason why he's doing a dribble handoff as much is, once again, we don't have a point guard that can break a man down and draw a double team to dish out.
You know who that is? That's Jimmy Butler. Stop making excuses for a terrible plan. Terrible. What are you talking about? When did he post up Ben? One lazy-ass post up. That's what I saw. He didn't post him up. He didn't run an offense through there. He didn't think out.
Let's go to jury member Chris in South Philly on the Fanatic. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I'm going to say that all the time until Anthony changed the Eagles chant rules.
Anyway,
no one cares.
Yeah, I don't even know what you're talking about, nor do I give
anyway, so what's. Opening statements, Brett Brown, I obviously wasn't swayed by the opening statements. The lack of intensity was horrible. The offensive game plan, there's no identity. I don't know what their offensive game plan ever is. And defensively, I mean, if you go back to the time they played Golden State at Golden State, that team played like a relentless, intense defense for the whole game. I mean, that should be the way they play every time. That's their best. And if they're not given their best, then obviously it has to be a coaching problem. I mean, if you guys remember that game, they contested every shot, layup, three-pointer, no matter what it was. And obviously that team is way more talented than...
So you think it's incumbent upon the coach to get them to have effort?
Yeah,
To start the game, they're NBA players. They're all veterans. They should be ready and up for the game.
Yeah.
But when you see your team out there getting beat off the dribble for 70% of the game... And the team's only either driving or shooting a three. They're like the Houston Rockets. They're only going to do two things. If that has to be up to the coach to execute a plan to figure that out. I mean, if somebody's not getting fouled hard going to the basket, so they stop going in the lane, then you got to put players in there that are going to keep them out of the lane. I mean, that's the bottom line. If you watch the game, it was either a layup or a three. I mean, that's it. It's not that hard to figure out. And you should have the physical talents of the players to execute. I mean, you're telling me we can't, besides Redick, everybody else should be playing good on the ball defense.
Yeah, but Chris, it's not even that. I can't even get to the defense because I can't get over, you got to be able to dictate mismatches on the other end of the floor.
The problem with offense is the only person you got to stick to and actually like a glove is Redick. Everybody else you could play off of. A little bit. Certain players you can play off more and more.
I completely disagree.
I totally
disagree. Why, Jimmy Butler? You're going to leave Jimmy Butler alone?
No, but you don't have
to. Or Joe?
You're going to get Tobias Harris alone? You're going to just leave him there? Yes, you do. What are you talking about?
What's his 3-point percentage for Harris?
Forget about it. Watch the game. You can't leave them open. God, Chris, get out.
No, not leave them open.
Get out. Are you crazy? What are you talking about?
Why would you leave Tobias open?
You got a guard. The only one you don't have to guard is Simmons. That's the only one you don't have to guard. That's why they sag off him. Stop with the other stuff. You're just wrong. It's just incorrect. Simmons, they're going to sag because Simmons won't shoot. So what do you do if you don't shoot? He's got to drive to the rim like Giannis, or he's got to post up like Giannis, or he's got to pass out of the double team if they collapse. God hope they collapse. Come on.
People are not helping you out today.
No.
You're not getting the therapy that you had hoped for.
I'm getting more aggravated.
Yeah. We got to turn the tide here. We got a little time left in the program here before Mikey Miss comes on at 2 and get his thoughts. But we got to try and get you. We got to get you straightened out before we leave here. You can't be leaving here all sideways like you are. Now. You're sideways.
I can't have him. Ben Simmons should be ashamed. He should be ashamed the way he played. Should be ashamed. Brett Brown should be ashamed of that game. Ashamed. Forget about giving me excuses. Should be ashamed of how you attack them.
Yeah.
You lose to that team, it's embarrassment.
One thing I didn't ask you about was the cell phone incident.
Listen, I'm not even going to. It's already speaks for itself.
Yeah, to me, it's just another sign that it's a country club.
It speaks for itself. Yeah. There's nothing to say about that.
Yeah. It's all systemic. 610-632-0975. That's the number again. Coming up top of the hour, we've got another keyword, a chance at $1,000. That'll maybe help your mood win $1,000 in our Big Green giveaway. Stay tuned. That's on the way. Plus, I'm imagining, Andrew, that the Bring the Heat line was humming pretty nicely.
Yeah, it was fire.
Yeah, that's what I figured. So we'll do give that to you at 1 o'clock as well. It is the Midday Show. Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Now, one thing we can all agree on is that everybody loves a nice green lawn, but we don't want to sacrifice the safety of our loved ones, you and your kids, your neighbor's kids. How about the pets? You should be conscious of what's going on your lawn. So this season, make the call to Natural Lawn of America. Why? Real simple. They use safer, organic-based lawn care products that will actually reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you don't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. No. They actually do keep your grass greener and keep away the weeds. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn's been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. So whether you live in PA or New Jersey, Natural Lawn's customized treatments will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. Plus, for a limited time, Natural Lawn's offering $100 off their full-service program. That's right, $100 off. So if you want a greener lawn with fewer weeds, you call Natural Lawn today and tell them Jason Martita sent you. Here's the number to call, 855-LAWN-CARE. Again, 855-LAWN-CARE, and get your $100 off now. Natural Lawn of America, greener grass, fewer weeds guaranteed.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
That was the adult in the room, that was a man. And I think that especially, like we've seen it from time, we see it here in Philly in the regular season and fourth period stand out a lot, but you saw it kind of consistently spread throughout the game, the physicality of the game, the elite athleticism, the toughness. It is true. He was the adult in the room.
All right.
We need some Bobby McFerrin today. A little Don't Worry, Be Happy. I'm not in the mood for it.
No.
Smash the computer.
No, I asked Ty to come in. Ty wearing a nice tiger red shirt.
I got to give Ty full high marks here because you have a shirt for every occasion. And did you go out and buy that today or yesterday?
Yeah, I bought it yesterday.
I knew it. But this man, not afraid to dip into his wallet when it calls.
That's a good shirt. Looks good on you.
Thank you. I got to live the gimmick. You know,
yeah,
you got the Tiger shirt.
Used to say.
Yeah, he's got the Nike. I mean, that is a sharp golf shirt.
I got
right
more
there.
Stuff going for the TV 2 o'clock. This is only part of it. Got some more stuff.
Are you going to have wardrobe changes during the program?
No, when the wardrobe starts, this isn't the full thing. This is 90%. I got another 10%.
You look like you just walked off 18. I get you a visor. You're good.
Well, you know, maybe
a little golf glove.
Maybe there's one of those. Maybe there's some stuff around.
I got to tell you, Ty, it looks
seven
good.
Iron.
Well, thank you,
Tyrone Johnson of the Mike Missinelli Show. Yeah. All right, Ty, because you and I...
Oh, I watched you on Outsiders. Oh, man.
We love talking basketball. You and I have always talked basketball. Always. Talk sports. We're sports people.
Yes.
I need to take a deep breath. Tyrone, couple questions for you. Maybe you see something I didn't see.
All right.
But you got Ben Simmons, who, again, is refute. He wasn't going to turn into a shooter overnight. We know that. He's reluctant to shoot. He becomes... a complete passer and a liability, quite frankly, on offense. Now, there's one way to make him not a liability, and that's, or there's two ways. One, if he actually attacks the rim like Giannis would do, or you get him the ball in the low block, and you could have the offense run in the low block. What you're also doing is saving Embiid. As much as we love Joe to be living in the low block, with the knee the way it is, running up and down the floor, establishing a post presence, the wear and tear, the tank, it's all not good for him. Ben can do it. Who can guard him and down low?
Nobody. And the odd part was Embiid only played 10 minutes in the first half. So there was a lot of available minutes. There was 24. That was 14 additional minutes available in which you could stagger out playing time and have been operating out of there a lot, surrounded by shooters. Instead, what the coach did was he put Simmons and Simmons together at the same time with Embiid, and then you wonder why Embiid's shooting threes. You have Ben close to the basket, but also James Simmons close to the basket, because that makes no sense. Destroys the spacing and makes it to where nothing happens. You don't get a post up and you don't get spacing. I don't understand it. I didn't understand it Saturday. It still doesn't make any sense to me why would you ever play Simmons and Simmons together if you know neither one of them can shoot? Why would you play them together?
I don't.
For 1 minute.
It doesn't make any sense.
Because I'm thinking about, so when Embiid's off the floor, now I have Simmons and Simmons. And then when Embiid comes back, here's TJ and Butler. And then you have Butler with the ball. Why is TJ in the game off the ball? If Butler's the primary, then TJ doesn't need to be in the game.
No, because he can't shoot.
Right. And Ben ended up playing like 32 minutes. And I get that he struggled. But the coach, he struggled. So I'm not taking any heat off of him, but the coach could play him differently, play him more, and limit the exposure of Jonathan Simmons and TJ.
Exactly.
It didn't make any
combinations
sense.
Combinations were bad.
It makes sense.
They're not complimentary.
Because here's the thing. Because if you have him, again, but it's their willing, it's the system, okay? This is my biggest issue, is that Brett's system is to give you pace and shoot threes. All right, this goes back to his original system, which is not right for this team. This is not a great shooting team. It's not a three-point shooting team. It's got unique capabilities. It's got unique mismatches that it creates. And you need to run a different offense.
Yeah, and as good as we remember the guards being, if you look at the percentages of the three Nets players, none of them shot 50% from the field.
D'Angelo was 10 for 25.
That's what I'm saying. That's what's disappointing. If all the Nets can do is play like that, the Sixers should win the next four games in a row if properly managed. If that's the Nets' best shot. Because their best shot wasn't that good. And that was what made it worse.
The scary thing, and you're right, but the scary thing is that they did nothing offensively to take control of the game.
Right.
And they never, and when do they look great offensively?
Well, they looked really good against the Bucks, for example. They got 130 points in that game.
So they look great offensively. Aha. They look great only because Embiid was healthy and was dominant.
Yes.
So here's the thing. He's not using the players correctly. You can say what you want, that, you know, this guy's overvalued. Got a good guy, Dave's a good caller, but he says we overvalue players. I don't think so. I think it's the coach who's misusing the players. At least there's five. Because Tobias needs to be free. Now, they came in with a plan. They go, we're going to take out JJ and we're going to take out Harris.
Right.
Well, if you do that, you should be able to feast all day long in the paint. They get them in early foul trouble, and what do?
They continue
to shoot jump shots.
It was peculiar, and people get really mad about the Embiid threes, and I get it, but the Embiid threes are supposed to create space underneath. That's the point of them, and they never went underneath. That's the odd part.
Exactly.
That was the odd part.
Exactly. And I got into an argument with one of the callers. He goes, Ben, they posted up Ben. They didn't post up Ben.
No.
There was one half-ass post-up that was like 12 feet from the basket.
It's odd. Now, it's also, everything you said about the coach, I can't argue with at all. The Ben thing is peculiar. And I'm very interested in what Mike has to say because Mike's a big Ben guy. From way back, he's a Ben guy. And I don't know what he's going to say about Ben today. So I'm really interested in it. I don't know what he's going to say about
Ben. Listen, I mean, I expect him to say what I've always been a big Ben guy too. But guess what? He played awful.
You can call like you see.
And it's I love the kid. I do. I've always loved him. You know that. There's no excuse for him not to be aggressive the best. Because here's why. I saw him at the end of the Boston game.
Yep.
Take the ball right down Tatum's throat. Remember that?
Remember that one.
He got fouled.
Yep. And another one was with Marcus Morris.
Yes.
He was assertive late. Yeah, it was Morris. Yep.
That was the one.
At the end one, yeah.
One. That was an aggressive play. And he has to do that. And what's so odd to me is, after the game, he knew he didn't do that. And yet he's deflecting rather than internalizing.
He's defensive.
And that, to me, can't happen at this level.
He was more defensive than any other Sixer in that game.
Right. And what is that about? Like, Embiid can sit at the podium, say whatever you want. If you want to say play bad, well, he says, I love the fans. They pay a lot of money. They have a right to boo. Boom, boom, boom. If you say that every time, no one's ever going to be mad at you. And
I love him, and he's great. And, you know, I don't like to criticize him at all because, you know, he's such a dominant force.
Well, he wasn't good in the game.
But he runs amok, too. Like, he runs amok.
He's freestyling out there.
Like, there's times when it's like, dude, where's the playoffs now? And we got to be buttoned up.
Yeah.
And he wasn't buttoned up.
He's putting the ball on the floor.
He is too willy-nilly with the ball. He took too many bad shots.
Yeah, especially early. There was one stint where he took four of those threes right in a row.
Yeah.
Which was odd.
They had a 20-1 run, Tyrone. How can the Nets get a 20-1 run?
Well, that's bad offense. That also goes back to the coach. And
why does he do nothing?
Well, he called a timeout in there. The other part is, but coming out of the timeout, you got a dribble handoff.
His plays out of the timeouts were horrible.
Yeah, right.
Multiple times.
The dribble handoff. And then Tobias Harris has to decide what he wants to be.
Yeah, I agree.
About to do the 5K a day. He has to decide what he wants to
be. No, he's been
showing up?
He's been Tobias the Friendly Ghost.
That's what I mean. Is he a
Can we get
bad,
him a card to the
like
game
Mike
tonight?
Mike has talked about, is he a bad player on a good team, or does he actually want to help a playoff team?
Yeah, and I want to believe that he's a guy who wants to be an achiever.
Yeah, he's a numbers guy on a bad team. That's what you're saying, right?
No, but I want to believe that he's been.
Which is why he's been all over.
And he has to show that in the last several weeks and then game one, he looked like he was just the guy who wants to be out there.
He's watching.
He's your thing, Tyrone. Jimmy Butler.
Fantastic.
We talked about it forever.
Yeah.
You got to sign him.
You have no choice.
I love the fact that he didn't have an assist in the game. Because he knew that once he got the ball, he wasn't going to give it up. He was going to score.
Yeah,
because nobody else was making shots. Why give it up?
You know, listen. He's that guy. I love his attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we need Ben to have that kind of mindset in a different. He doesn't have to do it the same way, but that same. I have the ball right now.
Yes.
Something positive's about to happen versus I'm going to be stopped.
Yeah.
That was really disappointing. But Mike Mussinelli's going to have some great things. This is going to be a good one for him. Because Ben's this guy, and the coach is...
Dude, let me tell you something. I haven't cracked a smile in 3 hours.
I don't blame you.
I'm aggravated.
He is not tempered at all since Saturday when that game ended down at the Wells Fargo Center. Game 2 tonight.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.